Hi. Who likes to have pillow fights and jump on the bed and catch lightning bugs? I do, because I'm always ready to have fun.
Cake and Polka Parade! Cake and Polka Parade! Cake and Polka Parade! Cake and Polka Parade!
Yeah.
How old are you?
Donna.
Isn't it fun to grow bigger and taller every day?
Connor.
Do you have a bicycle?
Good.
What color is it?
Gold.
Oh, boy. Soon you'll be old enough to ride a two-wheeler.
What?
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Good.
If you have any, how old are they?
Bro.
Maybe if they're old enough, you can play cowboys and Indians together. Is that ever fun?
Right.
You can even make your own teepee by covering a card table with an old blanket.
Brilliant.
You know, you can play this game with your best friend, too. Who is your best friend? When you play cowboys and Indians with him, who do you like to be? A cowboy or an Indian?
Ding.
What cowboy on television do you like best?
Bye, miss.
Maybe when you grow up, you can ride and gallop the way he does. What do you want to be when you grow up? Have you asked Daddy what he wanted to be when he was a little boy like you? Now he's a big man and goes to work every day. Do you know what kind of work your daddy does?
You are cordially invited to this eating place that you've been guided.
Of course, what course, what's car cuisine? That was simply yesterday's scene.
Altered courses are my specialty, dear. Liver, esophagus, and the cream of your fear.
Just beside caviar, but you don't really like photographs.
When this table for two becomes a dinner for one, a meal is born. Consider it done.
Wrapped to the pellets I'm made of fine, the solitary line.
Such a wild belief.
Snuggled down between the covers and can hear about pirates or Indians or knights or anything you'd like to hear about. What's your favorite story? There are so many, there's room for a different one every single night. Say, can you recite any poems? Can you sing any songs? Well, how about learning a song with me right now? Oh, the inky dinky spider went up the garden spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain, and the inky dinky spider went up the spout again.
Tonight, I'm gonna rescue you from yourself. Notwithstanding certain situations, yeah.
that fun? Now let's talk about something I'll bet you like an awful lot. Ice cream.
Bread.
What flavor ice cream do you like best?
No.
Have you ever had an ice cream soda?
No.
You can make one in your very own home, you know, by pouring ginger ale over vanilla ice cream. Mmm, yum, is that good?
No.
Maybe if you have a birthday party this year, you can have sodas for all the children. When is your birthday? Whom would you invite to your birthday party if you have one this year?
Mount Aslodmir, Strig and Har, Eho, Eho, Lo, 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 Waldstedt, Heinborg.
You can play all sorts of games at a party. What's your favorite game?
Lo, Lo, and Ort.
Do you know how to play hide and seek?
Lo, Lo.
Oh, we'll ask Mommy or Daddy to show you how if you don't. It's fun.
Here I am, Fatty Jubbo, presenting you with the Cake and Polka Parade podcast, only on WFMU.org. We had a very exciting set of music. It all started with Henry Brandt, with a composition called Inside Track, an excerpt from that particular composition from the Henry Brandt Collection, Volume 8. That went into Nobu equals Waturu Kasehara, another excerpt from a very long track. That track was called Mohuijin no Kishim number 2 from the Mohuijin no Kishim CD. And that went into the Ready Record for Boys, side 1 of the Ready Record for Boys. Obtainable from Beware of the Blog. Blog. And then Jacques Blanc was communicating with the lady from the Ready Record for Boys in his own special way. Cut up excerpts from his tone poem, his concrete poem, Darg, from the CD Flux de Bouche. And then after that, Diatric Puds and the Blobettes doing Mutant Dinner Music, Party of Two, from the split CD with Hans Grusel's Kranken Cabinet. And then after that, Panic Ensemble with I Saw My Lady Weep from Live at Klippa Theater. You can obtain that for free from the Birdsong Net label. I'll post the link on the playlist. And then we went into Tom Cora. And he did Experts from various artists, Past Normal Volume 4. And then the Ready Record lady came in at the end telling you some very important stuff. And then the Music Revelation Ensemble gave us Baby Talk from the LP No Wave. That was an excerpt. And then Enmondes Nesco Drenchen did Get on the Case, You Twat, a free music archive release entitled Presentation for the Evesham Works. Mixed in with that, some Sissy Spacek, a track called STE-009. That was from a compilation, Soundtrack to Infinity, Andy Ortman's 2010 WFMU Marathon Premium. Many wonderful things on that premium. And then we ended with Ready Records and Jop Blanc, again, communicating through the power of recording and editing and stuff. Stuff. WFMU.org. Me, Fatty Jubbo. The Cake and Polka Parade Podcast. And here's more music. Gardenella with Bureaucracy.
We'll be right back. to be a warm feeling. It prickles when I rub the shaft and the soft flaps of skin beside it. Does it feel better on the right side or left side? No, both sides feel, so good. The whole area begins to feel tingly. The lips, these other lips, expand and become firm as the lubricant is massaged into them. Lying quietly, my eyes closed, I let my imagination escape all bounds. No social conformity is imposed inside my mind. I indulge in the wildest of fantasies, letting my mind float freely on someone who excites me. I imagine someone looking at me stretched out naked on my bed, my body open and hungry for him. I feel him caressing my breasts, running his hands down and over my abdomen, stroking the inside of my thighs, reaching higher and teasing my clitoris with a touch.
Thank you. Tower of London, large as life.
Large as life.
The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bob her hair.
Bob her hair.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup, the soup, the soup.
With her head.
Then
tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with her head
tucked
underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked, head tucked.
Exactly alike. Each must find and develop her own variation for ultimate pleasure. There shouldn't be great difficulty achieving orgasm, but I do admit a vibrator works wonders. I use a battery-operated one, shaped like a penis. It's so effective and slips right into my vagina. It spreads wiggling, throbbing sensations through my body. Although I'm spoiled by the vibrator, I learn to manipulate my fingers because I teach myself a higher plateau of sensitivity. With my hands, I discover shadings of sensations that can never be merely mechanical. I school my sexual cravings and learn to understand its many moods because it gives me the impetus to explore my man's body with my own. Now both my body and my mind are rehearsed to their full sense of erotic delight. stimulated by the vision of me, powdered, perfumed, and unashamedly naked. The body of woman is beautiful, and my own is supple and soft. The best thing I can sleep in is my very own skin.
Pass the peas! Pass the peas! Pass the peas like we used to do! Pass the peas! Pass the peas! Pass the peas like we used to do!
Once upon a time, there was a gentleman who had one only daughter. Her name was Penny. She was a gay and dandy girl. She didn't like to talk to any and any man. She liked a gay fine man to talk to. She started to talk to a man, thinking that it was such a wonderful man. Until afterwards, she got collops by talking to the man. And after talking to the man slipped her. She moaned and cried, "I'll die," until afterwards, she get in touch with another man. Who she feel that was more wonderful than the first one. But lo, after she got married, instead it was a man, it was a bull cow. And everybody telling her that wasn't a good man. But she whole and open the man and believe that one was more wonderful than the first one. Well, there was a man who could play fiddle and another a one plays a guitar. Both meet together and they spat, and when they die at the wedding home, and the man start to play his guitar when he die. Other one start to play his guitar. The one with the fiddle start playing and singing. Penny, Penny, my dear, Penny, Penny, my love, you married a fine man, mm-mm. The other guitar man say, Penny, Penny, my dear, Penny, Penny, my love, you married a fine man, mm-mm. You married a bull cow, mm-mm. You married to bull cow, mm-mm. So at that only, plenty more, but me no remember.
WFMU.org, the Cake and Polka Parade Podcast with me, your host, Fatty Jubbo. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for making it through this far. I don't know why you would abandon me. I'm playing such sensuous
exciting, sexy music with sour chords and stumbling rhythms. Sexy. This particular set of the Cake and Polka Parade podcast started with Gardenella, with Bureaucracy, from a compilation from the Pecan Crazy record label. From a forthcoming LP from Gardenella. And then mixed in to the end of that was Connie Z telling us, all of us, the way to become the sensuous woman. From the Way to Become the Sensuous Woman LP, which I believe I got from the Basement of Curiosities blog. It's a legendary thrift LP. And then Yako Sefer gave us Dag from the LP Gilgul. That was an excerpt. And then Stanley Holloway, with her head tucked underneath her arm. That was a 78 RPM. It's in the public domain. And then Unknown, doing a track called Ketego, Xylophone and Drums. That was Royal Court Music from Uganda. And then Connie Z blathered on more about how to become a sensuous woman. Hopefully you took her tips, because you're cold, you're frigid. And then Gigi Allen's Dick. They did a track called Palita Espinola from Grandes Exitos. You like my racing through the Spanish as if That was from the Free Music Archive. Get it there. And then Jean-Claude Risset and Max Matthews gave us Musique Acoustique Informatique from Le Son Musical. That was from the Continual blog. And then some more sensuous woman blither blather. And then God Is My Co-Pilot. They did Grizzly Gizzard from the CD I Am Not This Body. And then this particular set of the Cake and Polka Parade podcast ended with Arto Nito, with Penny Penny from a 12-inch, 1979. That's not the name, that's when it was released. And that's it for the Cake and Polka Parade podcast with me, your host, Fatty Jabo. I'll leave you with one last thing. Behold the living corpse! We'll be right back.
know, a mouse may be little, but he can be awfully intelligent if he wants to. I'm acquainted with a mouse who is even learning how to tell time, just the way you are. Here's a little poem about him. I'd be mighty pleased if you could say it with me. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse run up the clock. The clock struck one, and down he run, hickory dickory dock.